at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by LibertyLine.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We have another flurry of signings today. Of course, there was one immediately, like right after I recorded yesterday's show. And I was like, do I record a new one or do I just go with what I already did? So I left that show as is. And now we have a whole bunch of other signings to get into today. So I wanted to get up here. I know it's a Friday and a lot of people kind of don't get to these kind of things until Monday. But I wanted to get this up here because, you know, who knows what the Eagles might do over the weekend. So bringing you guys more information on the new Philadelphia Eagles as of Friday evening at about 5:30 p.m. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans, especially during this time of the year when every single minute something's happening with the team and we still have the draft to get through and training camp and probably more signings and position battles and all that fun stuff. So be sure to stay tuned to the podcast. Keep those notifications on so you don't miss every single episode because they come pretty frequently as the Eagles stay active throughout the offseason. So starting with yesterday, the move that happened immediately after I hit publish on yesterday's show, the Eagles have signed former Giants cornerback Adoree Jackson to a one-year deal worth $2.5 million. We figured the Eagles would be in the market for a veteran cornerback with Darius Slay leaving and with Isaiah Rodgers moving on, and you didn't want to go into camp with Eli Ricks and just Kelee Ringo and letting those guys battle it out. You wanted to have another veteran in the room to kind of push these guys. And if they're showing you they're not ready, then you have a veteran you can rely on to play opposite Quinyon Mitchell. And Adoree Jackson is that guy. Adoree Jackson was a player the Eagles had interest back in 2021 when he had just come off his 4-year contract with the Titans, and then he spent another 4 years with the Giants. So definitely somebody that the Eagles looked into before, and now they have him this time around at a much cheaper price. They didn't want to pay Darius Slay $10 million to come back for a year. They found Isaiah Rodgers $7.5 million AAV to be a little too steep to bring him back. So they went with a guy like Adoree Jackson who doesn't break the bank and still gives you some veteran experience on the outside. 82 starts over Adoree Jackson's 8-year career. He allowed a career low 48% completion percentage when targeted last season and has 61 career pass breakups. So good stuff there from Adoree Jackson. His best football is behind him. We know that. but I think this is a good move for the Eagles who are clearly on a budget, clearly can't spend frivolously this offseason. I do think safety might be the big swing. They tried to get Justin Reed. That was confirmed earlier today. They did look into Justin Reed. And I think safety, as I said on yesterday's show, will be the big swing, so they might be saving some money for that. But they're clearly not going to invest in heavily in all these other positions. Zach Berman of PHLY Philly stated yesterday, and I think this is a good way to put it, that they are draft-proofing the roster. They don't want to go into next month's draft with a visible need. They don't want to go into the draft feeling like, okay, we have to draft this position. They want to make sure they have a solution to every single position if the draft doesn't fall a particular way. And this is why we're getting all these veteran signings at these positions, to make sure that you have reliable options that you can fall back on if something doesn't play out the way you see it. So I like the signing. I like Adoree Jackson. He even has some returner experience. Hasn't done it in a little bit, but that is there as well. So it'll be Adoree Jackson versus Kelee Ringo, it looks like, in camp. Kelee Ringo's competition has arrived. And, of course, us Ringo fans want to see him start on the outside But when you don't have a veteran and you kind of assume that it's going to be your job to lose, it's not a good way to go into the summer. So I think that this was a good way for the Eagles to make sure they got a seasoned guy in here that can push some of these young guys for outside roles. Obviously, you have Quinyon Mitchell on the outside. You have Cooper DeJean in the slot. Some people have asked me, would they consider moving DeJean to the outside? I don't see that happening. I don't think Vic Fangio has any interest in moving DeJean around, given his early success at nickel. That's not to say he can't do it. It's just not necessary to do it right now. Adoree Jackson, 29 years old, still miles left on the tires. Let's see what he has in camp. Good overall signing at $2.5 million for the Eagles. They feel better about that than handing Slay the $10 million or Isaiah Rodgers the two-year $15 million deal that he got. So good stuff there. Real quick, speaking of players going to division rivals, Miles Sanders signed with the Cowboys in the wee hours of last night. I was up when the signing was announced about 12:30 a.m. last night. Miles Sanders had little to no market in free agency, so he's going to take whatever job comes to him. A lot of people are like, wow, Miles, how could you? You're going to go where work is. And Dallas still needs some help in the backfield. Sanders essentially swapped places with Rico Dowdle because Rico Dowdle went to Carolina. So Miles Sanders goes to Dallas. He will join Javonte Williams in that backfield. I think the best thing for us Eagles fans is that this takes them out of the running for Ashton Jeanty. I think that there's a lot of Dallas fans. I think they have the 12th pick. I think that's where they are. And I'm not sure if Ashton Jeanty will fall that far. But there's a lot of Dallas fans I saw online that were hoping that Dallas would consider them. But now they have Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams. I don't think that they are going to go running back in the draft. And Javonte Williams, not really a great running back either. Has a frequent better of his last season on Denver. I don't know why. But Javonte wasn't doing a whole lot for Denver. I don't know what he's going to do for Dallas, but now it's Javonte and Miles Sanders over there. So, Miles, we'll see you next season if you play at all. I don't know how many snaps you're going to play, but we'll see you next season, Miles. So that is that. Long snapper news. The Eagles added long snapper Charlie Hewlett to a one-year deal today. This effectively ends the 10-year, I believe, of Rick Lovato. And it was a fun one for Rick Lovato, a two-time Super Bowl champion. Not a lot of Eagles can say that. I think that leaves Jake Elliott and Lane Johnson as the only two Eagles on the roster who was on that 2017 Super Bowl team. Brandon Graham, obviously, we're waiting on his retirement. But I think that leaves Elliott and Lane as the only two from that Super Bowl team. Rick Lovato won two of them here as a long snapper. He was named to a Pro Bowl. So that's good stuff from Rick Lovato. But his contract was up. He had some shaky snaps last year. That Braden man cleaned up a lot of Rick Lovato's mistakes last year. He was due a lot more credit than he was given, Braden man. Rick Lovato, especially in the Super Bowl, it didn't impact the game, obviously, but Rick Lovato had some weird-looking snaps in that Super Bowl, too. So Eagles moving on from Lovato. Hewlett, 34 years old. He played 10 years with the Browns and has been a captain multiple times with that team, so they like him, and he is here on a one-year deal. So, Rick, it was a fun ride, Rick Lovato. Maybe you'll ride off into the sunset there. Sticking with special teams, it looks like the Eagles are moving forward with replacing Britton Covey and signing punt returner Avery Williams to a one-year deal. Williams was a fifth-round pick in 2021. He averaged 9.3 yards on 20 punt returns last season, averaged 27.2 yards on 15 kick returns last season. He missed the entire 2023 season to an ACL injury, but now he is healthy and ready to go. The Eagles didn't extend a restricted free agent tender to Britton Covey, so that makes him an unrestricted free agent, and I haven't heard any movement on the Covey front, so bringing in Avery Williams leads me to believe that Covey won't be back, and also leads me to believe that they are going to do their due diligence of keeping Cooper DeJean away from punt returns. Vic Fangio said a million times how much he hates Cooper DeJean doing punt returns. So bringing in Avery Williams will keep DeJean from having to be at risk of getting a necessary hit, you know, for no reason. And if Avery Williams gets hurt for whatever reason, like I mentioned, Adoree Jackson has the experience. So let's just keep DeJean off of punt return. But the Eagles bringing in Avery Williams. He's kind of a gadget player, too. He's lined up all over the place. He's played some running back in his career. He's played some cornerback before. He does a lot of different stuff. So I'm interested to see how the Eagles will utilize Avery Williams. Maybe they'll get him involved in the offense some type of way. I don't know. But he has some he has something to him, so maybe he'll be a fun little player. Some Jamal Agnew, maybe not maybe not with the explosiveness, but I think you can say he's like Jamal Agnew light from what I've seen from Avery Williams. So we'll see how that all shakes out for him in the spring and the summer. Well, guys, I'm going to give you some advice. Prepare for that Dallas Goedert trade notification because that is coming any minute now. And if today's developments aren't an indication of that, I don't know what is. The Eagles add their second tight end in 2 days. They signed former Colts tight end Kylan Granson. Couple this with yesterday's signing of Harrison Bryant, and it further indicates that Goddard will not be back. And Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports also reported today that the Eagles have opened up trade talks involving Goddard as well as Bryce Huff. So I would brace myself for that looming trade notification. I think it's coming any day now. I don't know if it's going to be a fourth round pick. I said yesterday if a fourth was on the table, I think the trade would have been done already. So I don't know what you're going to get for Dallas Goedert, but they are trying to move him. They've brought in two reserve tight ends. I don't think any of these guys are starter caliber. I still think the Eagles will look to the draft for a tight end, but you bring in a guy like Granson who has some experience. He's been with the Colts for 4 seasons. He's caught some balls from a lot of different quarterbacks. He's played with Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco, Gardner Minshew, Matt Ryan, Sam Ellinger, Nick Foles. I believe he caught passes from Carson Wentz at one point in time in his career. So he's never had really a stable quarterback situation, but he still was able to catch 86 passes for 958 yards in his 4-year career. Never played under Sirianni. They just missed each other. The year that Sirianni came to Philadelphia was the year that Kylan Granson was drafted. So no crossover there with the theme of Colts coming to the Philadelphia Eagles. But all these tight ends are coming in. Now it's Calcaterra, Harrison Bryant, Kylan Granson. He's still got EJ Jenkins. It's not looking like Goddard's gonna be here, guys. I know we're all kind of upset by it, but he's getting older. And now the Eagles are going to try and see what value they can get from Dallas Goedert. I think the Bryce Huff thing is interesting because Jordan Schultz said like he just fell out of rotation due to a deep edge rusher room. Like that wasn't the case. Like he just sucked. Like Jordan Schultz, I get trying to like be the nice guy, trying to sugarcoat it. Like he was just ass. That's why he fell out of the rotation. It wasn't because it was a deep room and he was the odd man. Now he just sucked. He just sucked. And I don't know what team is going to view Bryce Huff as a piece that they could trade for. I was trying to navigate Bryce Huff's contract earlier, and it looks to me, if I read it correctly, that a trade would result in a $29.6 million dead cap hit from a trade that occurs pre-June 1st. I know that like how he ate the Carson Wentz contract at one point. Eating this, I think you're better off trying to keep. I mean, I guess you try to get off him sooner than later and just wipe your hands with it and be done. And you don't really want to try and do this whole thing next season with him again. But, man, that's a lot of money to have to take on. But we'll see how all that shakes out. I thought the Colts would have been a good trade partner for Dallas Goedert, mind you, because I think if you can make a Goedert for Quiddy Pay trade with the Colts, because they're not going to pay Quiddy Pay over there, I think you can make that swap, bring in another talented edge rusher over here, send Dallas Goedert to Indianapolis. I think he could have made that work because the Colts have been very clear that they're not going to pay Quiddy Pay. So I think you could have made that swap, but we'll see how all that shakes out. Kylan Granson, pretty good blocker, 9th best run blocking tight end via PFF, 10th best pass blocking tight end last season. So bringing in all these blockers that can do something. I need a guy who can catch. Calcaterra is a good catcher, but man, they'll get some guys in the draft and see what's going on that front. Last bit of news I have for you guys today that I think happened. I haven't checked my phone, so I don't know, but I thought the last thing I think that happened was the Eagles brought back Patrick Johnson on a 1-year deal. Patrick Johnson, a familiar face. He's a 7th round pick by the Eagles. He was released by the team last September and then latched on with the Giants and played predominantly special teams. But now the Eagles are in a situation where they need as many pass rush bodies as they can get, with Josh Sweat leaving a free agency, with Brandon Graham's looming retirement, and Bryce Huff on the trade block. You need all the bodies you can get. And Patrick Johnson, you know, he had a pretty good preseason last year. And a lot of us expected Patrick Johnson to make the final roster and were kind of shocked that he didn't. And then once he got waived, the Eagles wanted to bring him back on the practice squad, but the Giants got to him first. So they got him back, and we'll see. Maybe he's just kind of what he is at this point. He's just a rotational edge rusher who plays special teams and whatnot. But I think that it's good. He's good to have for at least the summertime, and we'll see what happens on that front. But that's all the stuff I have for you guys today. A lot of moves going on. I will keep you guys informed with anything else that happened. Hopefully another signing doesn't happen as I wrap this one up. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. Follow me, Victor Williams, on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod, and be sure to visit thelibertyline.com for all coverage on the Philadelphia Eagles. Until the next one, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.